We're doing the Drashat Ramat Vat Shem Tmima, page Samach Gimel in the Beit HaYayin edition, page Ayin Chet in the Chazon Yoel edition. The Ramban is showing us how the Torah encompasses all forms of knowledge, and the Ramban continues and says, V'odatra mi'irat einayim shegiltan lanu sod ha'yitzira. The Torah is enlightening also in that the Torah reveals to us the secrets of creation. V'inyan ma'aseh b'reshit. That's what we say, that's the great secret of the Torah. Ma'aseh b'reshit, k'mo shamu b'vedesh mot rabba b'unklus agir. The Talmud tells us we have a medrash, and the medrash Rabbah, there was a ger tzedek named Unkulus. Shaya ben achoto shel kesar. He was the nephew of the Caesar. V'amar le rotza ani litgayer. So he said to his uncle, the Caesar, he says, I want to convert, I want to become Jewish. Amar le v'lebzuya shubumot atarotze lidabek. So his uncle said to him, hey buddy, why'd you choose the most downtrodden nation? Why them? So the nephew uncle said to him, because the smallest child of theirs knows more than all the other nations. The smallest one among them knows what was created on the first day, second day, third day. So the uncle said, no problem. I'll sign you up for their academy, go learn it, but don't become Jewish, don't convert. You could learn their wisdom without converting. He said, nah, if you don't have a circumcision, you can't really learn their Torah. The words say in Psalms, Hashem revealed His Torah to Jacob, and He didn't to the rest of the world. So I'm not going to get it if I'm not there. Now, the truth is, why can't a non-Jew open up a book of the Torah, read it, and understand it? What's the problem? The idea here is that there are parts of the Torah that you cannot attain by just reading the words of the Torah. There are secrets to the Torah. That's what Unklus was talking about. The secrets of creation, v'sod maaseh merkava, the secrets of how Hashem runs the world, v'sodot achim rabim shenimsru mipel peh. Those are secrets that go down in tradition. Ve'inan nimsru ela lechasid shebiyisrael, and only the most pious Jew gets this tradition. So he says, I got to enter the system. If I want to really understand, I have to enter the system, and then ultimately I'll reach a point where they'll reveal these secrets to me. Ve'od she'en achir zocheleim. And furthermore, that someone else won't merit to understand them. It won't work. There are two problems. There's a technical difficulty and there's a spiritual difficulty. Nonetheless, however you want to understand it, they're saying that the wise men, the philosophers after Aristotle, they don't know anything about creation. They don't know as much as the smallest child. Now, when did Aristotle live? As far as the temples, as far as the prophets. Aristotle died in the beginning of the period of the Second Temple. Plato was in the time of Yirmiyahu.
I don't remember who was
he's saying the philosophers after Aristotle, they don't know what the child knows from what he learned. The Dvar Baruch Hu ki rov toelet shar hachochmot eina ela liot sulam lezo, and he says it's clear that the other wisdoms are really there as ladders, their supports, to lead you to this, to understand the world. They call it the knowledge of the Creator, to understand the world. So you're learning the sciences are supposed to lead you to a point of mastering the world, mastering science. You want to understand. They should all lead up to this. First, they learn the laws of logic, so that they should know how they could prove things. Afterwards, they come to learn the information. So they learn math and they learn geometry. V'atoelet amagan meilu shiomar gova achoma omek abor. He says, you're right. If you know your math and geometry, you could estimate heights and depths. וכשעתיקו מאלו לחוכמת הגלגלים, ובא תועלת גדולה לדעת תנועת הגלגלים והחיבור והפירוד והארץ והיישוב ולקות המאורות. From there they go on to study astronomy, and it's true that if you know mathematics well, you could understand astronomy well. ומכל מקום אין התועלת כנגד ההגיעה, but they're working very, very hard, and they're not attaining as much as the effort they put in. וכשעתיקו לחוכמת הניגון, יהיה עמל יותר מעובה והתועלת פחותה. Take, for example, music. You could work very, very hard, and what do you get for it? There are certain forms of wisdom which you work very hard, but you're not getting that much. So you played a perfect concerto. Very good. Okay. Very nice. I'm happy our musician isn't here for this one.
Yeah.
But he tells us, you know, he's top quality. He plays all around the world, and he practices how many hours a day? Aside from the times he's playing in the symphonies. And the different philharmonics. He's practicing, I don't remember how many hours a day. It's a lot of work. So at the end of the day, what do you get for it? So you're a perfect player, okay? והם עצמם מודים כי התועלת הגדולה בכל אלו היא שיבואו במחקרן לחוכמה שקוראים מה שאחר טבע. And the philosophers all agreed in his days that all of their studies were there in order to attain metaphysics, in order to attain the understanding of what's behind the show, what causes things to be the way they are. V'chokhmat ha'elokut, and that's really an understanding of God. V'yachkaru v'yodu b'schalim ha'nivdalim shem ha'malachim, they admit that there are other forces out there that affect the world, what we call angels. V'chiyesh lehem ma'alot b'mtziyut, ad hagiyam la'alot le'ilat ha'alut yitbarach, and these things that we would call angels, they do come closer to the ultimate cause, that's Hashem. V'yachkeru ech nimtzu habruim imenu, and they're trying to figure out how does creation really work? How do you work from there down? V'shar advarim shem mevarim osvurim lever. As you know, the other things they try to explain or they think they're explaining. V'yoldu lehem spekot u'machlokot afilu lefi datam, and even they have disagreements. Is there a black hole? Isn't there a black hole? Is there a vacuum in nature? Isn't there a vacuum in nature? Ad ki rosham hayadua, to the point where even their head, the one that's well known, he's probably talking about Aristotle. Lo yuchal la'avi ra'aya im ha'olam kadmon u'mechudash. He couldn't figure out, he tried to bring proofs, he couldn't prove whether the world was a new creation or it always was. U'v'chal b'rtzono b'kadmut, and he says, okay, if I can't prove it, then what I choose is that the world always was. Kasher siper harav b'sefer ha'moreh b'ra'ayot mitzvarav. As the rabbi Maimonides mentions in his Mor Nevuchim, and he quotes the proofs from Aristotle. So Aristotle couldn't figure it out. Was the world a new creation or not? He says, I don't know. But okay, so I choose it always was. So look at that. The smallest child comes back from the cheder, he comes back from the first day of school, and he says, God created the world in 7 days. Okay, Aristotle, go to cheder. Go to first grade. The kid's going to tell you. You didn't know, but he knows what you didn't know. And he can even tell you details. I'll tell you what was created the first day. Tell you what was created the second day. If we'll only look into it and understand and have a teacher who has a tradition, he'll also know that as things evolved in creation, there was an involvement also in their materialistic form, v'chi hu ne'etzal mimenu, that one thing created the next thing. There's a reason why the first day there was heaven and earth, because there were portions of heaven and earth that were combined to create the creations of the second day. And the creations of the second day were used to create the creations of the third day. V'yeda yisodot kamehim, he'll also know what are the base elements. V'yeda kocha yisodot, hadvar shekuto ayvanim b'milah shelo yachlu chachmei shar ha'umot l'targma b'lashon acher, v'eskira chachmei ha'notzrim b'milat ili, v'yishmanim b'milat yuli, v'inyanam materia. And the child, if he has a good Rebbe, will also learn that there are base elements, and what the Greeks had a word for, other ones didn't know how to translate it, whether you call it ili or hayule, the idea is there's a base material, from which other things were created. So this is a concept that we find throughout the Rishonim, that when Hashem created the world, Hashem began by creating the smallest amount of matter, and from there that matter evolved in sophistication, where the whole world was created, which is about where science still holds today. The beginning of creation was a smallest part of particle of matter from which other things evolved. So the Ramban says, yeah, you sort of know that. If you learn, you had a good Rebbe in your first grade, and he taught you, Bereshit bara Elokim tashmayim v'ta'aretz, Hashem's first creation was two forms of matter from which everything else evolved. Okay, the child knows. So the Ramban is developing this idea of the benefits of the Torah, how the Torah's knowledge is all-encompassing. And he's saying, here, look, I'll show you another point where the Torah gives the smallest child insights and knowledge that the greatest philosophers couldn't figure out.